Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
What is about? There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Here we go, hour three of Air America Live today with Nicole Sandler. We are streaming live at airamerica.com, and you can find me regularly on my blog and podcast at radioornot.com. Now, for the last 2 hours, we've been talking about the tea parties that took place yesterday, and my biggest problem with them was the hypocrisy there. And it seems like most of the people, and I'm not talking about everyone, I'm sorry, when you talk about things like this, you have to generalize in a sense. But for the most part, the majority of the people that were out there, it seems, will say anything Barack Obama does is wrong. Okay? There were, you know, I'm trying to remember what I complimented George Bush on. There wasn't too much because he didn't do much right. But, you know, the other side of that is I will call President Obama on the things I see him doing wrong. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking, well, we spoke with Glenn Greenwald and talked about the abuse of power that George Bush grasped, and how President Obama is trying to expand on those powers. Well, today we're going to talk about another one of Obama's policies that I'm not real happy about. This time we turn to Robert Greenwald. He's a director, a producer. You've seen Outfoxed, A Rock for Sale. During the campaign, we saw his videos that he produced that were all over the web, The Real McCain, that shed a lot of light on the candidate. And now, one of the projects that Robert Greenwald and his Brave New Films, where you can find them online at bravenewfilms.org, working on, is Rethinking Afghanistan. And part three of that documentary was released yesterday, just in time for Tax Day, which is The Cost of War. And I'm thrilled to welcome Robert Greenwald on the show today. Robert, thank you for being with us on Air America.
It's my pleasure.
I have to ask you, are you related to Glenn Greenwald, or is it just a coincidence?
It's a coincidence, but I'm a huge fan of his, and he's a brilliant thinker and writer.
I agree with you, and I'm thrilled to have both brilliant Greenwalds on the show in the course of 2 days. So thanks for being with us today. Tell us about, first of all, about Rethink Afghanistan, the what made you do this particular documentary and where you are on it.
Well, we became increasingly concerned that the policy with the new administration, that the brilliant president of change in this particular case was not change, but was essentially not rethinking the policy and following the existing policy and track that had been set up by the Bush administration. So we very clearly set out to raise a series of questions about Afghanistan, which have not been answered. And what we're doing is we're doing a video documentary, only this time, instead of waiting for the film to be finished, every time we finish a section, which means interviews, research, and fundraising for it, we're able to put it out for free online. So if you go to rethinkafghanistan.com, the first section is with all kinds of experts explaining why troops are not the answer. The second section talks about and explains the importance of Pakistan and how critical that is and how the policy in Afghanistan can help destabilize. And the third talks about the cost. But the consistent through line always is, here are questions that are not being answered. So very simply, how many troops? How long are they going to be there? What is the cost? What's the end game? How do we know how to get out? Very simple baseline stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking people to email us the questions they want asked when hearings, which looks like are going to happen next week in Washington, D.C., begin.
Okay, now you can watch these videos. They're all online at bravenewfilms.org or even rethinkingafghanistan.org. I believe we'll get you there as well, right?
Yep.
Now, all right, let's, during the campaign, Senator Obama, candidate Obama, was talking about the need to draw down in Iraq and end that war, but at the same time, the need for more troops in Afghanistan. Now, maybe I understand that in 2001, after 9/11, that's where we should have gone in the first place. What is the point of being in Afghanistan today? What are we trying to accomplish there?
Well, that's actually a great and critical question. I think those who are in favor of going into Afghanistan believe that it is, I mean, there's a couple of issues that come together here. Some people argue that we need to be there in order to stop terrorists. The problem with that is Al-Qaeda, who are the terrorists, are actually in Pakistan, number one. The Taliban, who are awful and do terrible things to all kinds of people, are not terrorists out to attack, at least at the moment, attack countries around the world. They are a nationalist organization. And the recent Carnegie study, by the way, said the single factor that's most responsible for the resurgence of the Taliban are foreign troops, because that's what nationalist organizations organize around.
Mm-hmm.
So one reason is the terrorists, which I think is a questionable argument. The other is the women's rights issue, which is, of course, an essential and very important issue. But, of course, we're seeing, and I was in Kabul, I was there for and in Afghanistan for a while, and virtually every woman I talked to said the Taliban are awful, of course, but the current Afghanistan government, which is we are supporting, is filled with warlords and has all kinds of reprehensible policies around women. And of course, we've just seen the Karzai law and the outcry. So it's hard to argue that we are there to protect women when we're supporting a government that has introduced that kind of law and has been doing very bad things all around the country. So that's a second argument. I guess the third argument for being there is the notion that we're going to go in and fix the country, help guide them towards some state of democracy, capitalism, free market. It's really a tough one for me to treat seriously, although intellectually seriously, because it's so filled with both arrogance as well as the idea, you know, that with all the troubles and all the issues we are having here, we should be going off to Afghanistan to try to tell them how to run their country.
Absolutely. Robert Greenwald with us here on Air America. You know, when we went to war in Iraq, we were told it's because there were weapons of mass destruction. Then after they realized that there weren't any, all of a sudden they tried to rewrite history and say, oh, we went because Saddam Hussein was such a bad guy and we had to get him out of power. Well, Congress never would have approved going to war to unseat Saddam Hussein. Now, so is the reason we're at war in Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden, or is it to spread democracy to Afghanistan? I mean, again, it seems like there's hypocrisy again. There's that word again.
Well, you know, I'm not sure in terms of, because hypocrisy would go to intent. I'm not sure about that. I mean, I do think certainly President Obama, many people who are in the administration are incredibly smart, incredibly passionate and committed, and really do have a strong ethical compass. So I believe, and my colleagues here at Brave New Films have been working around the clock to turn out these videos and helped arrange for my trip to Afghanistan, our belief at the moment is, and what we're focusing on, it's a strategy that's inherently flawed. It's a militaristic strategy that we've seen how much grief it's caused and how little success it's had, but people keep turning to it. As somebody said, if all you have is a hammer, every problem begins to look like a nail. And we're seeing that, because if you dig down into Afghanistan, virtually everybody, even people who are in favor of the war, they're saying, well, military is not the only solution. Well, if it's not the only solution, why do we have 40, 50, 60,000 troops there and something like 20 people to help them with agriculture? When I was driving around Afghanistan, one of the most moving moments to me, when my friends and colleagues and people who were helping me film there, they would point out schools, they would point out health centers, and they would say, this one was, this school was built by India, this health center was provided by Canada. And of course, my thoughts immediately ran to how much good we could be doing if the money that we're using were done in that way. In the Rethink Afghanistan Cost of War video, you'll see to support one troop for one soldier for 1 year is $750,000.
And now we wonder why we're in the economic disastrous state we're in today. So all these people that were out protesting yesterday, maybe it would have been better if they were protesting against the wars.
Well, in the ideal world, yes. Although there will be crossover here, by the way. There are conservatives. A lot of the Ron Paul people are very much against this war. We'll find fiscal conservatives joining because of the extraordinary waste, the amount of corruption. And there will be isolationists, which is not a position I particularly embrace. But they will also be saying we should not be overreaching in this way by this spreading our military around the world. And there's going to be, will be increasing numbers of military people. The tragedy is that we find ourselves, not that it's exactly the same, but we certainly find ourselves reliving some of the experiences and lessons and consequences of Iraq so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Well, now here's the other thing. Here we are. We're in Iraq, right? And during that war, we're hearing people saying, well, you know, the real threat of terrorism and everything, that's in Afghanistan. We need to put our resources there. So we go to Afghanistan, but now, which is a quagmire, and I can't, you know, it almost brought the Soviet Union down. So why we think we're going to be able to achieve any other different outcome is beyond me. But now we're seeing, well, maybe actually the real threat is in Pakistan because their government is on the verge of collapse and they've got nuclear weapons.
Well, I think it raises one of the key questions, which is we just are sponsoring a series of debates, and yesterday we had Katrina Vandenheuvel from The Nation and Lawrence Korb from Center for American Progress, and they were talking about and debating about this very issue, and Katrina made the point over and over again, and it'll be available online also on Monday, is that these things must be approached as regional issues. We can't go into any one country and, first of all, approach it just narrowly from that point of view. And then we go into a country which has all kinds of problems. It's the third poorest country in the world. Most of the people are uneducated. In Pakistan, one out of every six children is suffering from malnutrition. We come in with all of our money and all our power, and we say, just focus on terrorism. Well, it's not going to work. And if the situation were reversed, it wouldn't work for us either. So it's critically important that progressives, many of us who've supported Obama, need to talk about this issue. As you said in the introduction, the strongest and one of the most important things we can do are raise questions when we disagree with policy, because we know that being silent leads to terrible consequences.
Absolutely. Now, the new segment that just went online yesterday is The Cost of War. You say, so far, the war in Afghanistan has cost taxpayers $172 billion. But that doesn't even begin to factor in all the long-term costs and the hidden costs. Now, one thing you can say that this administration is doing right is at least President Obama put the cost of these wars in his budget. So we're really seeing the money we're spending, as opposed to the Bush administration, who would always, that was always supplemental money he asked for. Does that make a difference?
Well, I think it will make a difference. Unfortunately, next week there will be a vote in Congress, an immediate vote, which will be on Iraq and Afghanistan, and it will be a supplemental. But the Obama administration has said that will be the last supplemental. And I think yes, because the more that we understand the costs, then people can begin to make an analysis. Even those who may say, you know what, I kind of think this is the right war, then the question becomes, well, how much are you willing to pay for that war? How much of your tax dollars, how much of the brain power and resources of this country, and how long are you willing for us to be there?
Okay. Robert Greenwald of BraveNewFilms.org, you ask people to help contribute to so you can keep making these films, so people can go to the website and help out?
Absolutely. We need all the help. We need the financial contributions. We need people distributing it. We don't have Universal Pictures or Warner Brothers. We have your listeners, and that's the way that we're all going to get the word out together.
Work immensely. I really appreciate you coming on the air with me today on Air America.
My pleasure. Thanks for the good work.
All right. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with your calls, 866-303-2270. Nicole Sandler on Air America Live. We'll be right back.
Nicole Sandler.
You're listening to Nicole Sandler.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.